Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eNiro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eNiro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, and Joe at RT.ie. And remember, people are asking us what Garda station to contact. Apparently, it's Blessington Garda station. Sorry, I said Baltinglass earlier on. It's Blessington Garda station. If you have any information on that savage attack on John, he doesn't. He originally gave out his full name for obvious reasons, because the attackers posted a video, or we got a video from someone in some group, a WhatsApp group, which was the attackers filming the attack on John. Now, Karen, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
This issue was raised very strongly on Morning Ireland with Audrey two mornings ago, and two very brave women talking about stalking, and stalking in itself should be a crime. It's not at the moment. It falls under different. It has to. You have to get it almost into a different category for a prosecution.
Yes.
Your horrific experience, Karen.
Yes, it's a few years ago, I was in a relationship with a man, and I got engaged to him.
Right.
And I broke off the relationship 6 months later because he wasn't treating me right. He was very controlling and aggressive and difficult in lots of different ways. So I said no, I didn't want to marry him.
Okay.
And after that, things got really, really serious and dangerous for me. And he would not leave me alone. Mm-hmm. He would park outside my house late at night, and early in the morning he'd still be there. He would follow me to work, no matter where I was working. He'd sit outside all day.
Mm-hmm.
He came down to my parents' house, caused a terrible scene. He came into where I was living at the time. He came into the house one night and started to demand money from me.
Wow.
And I said to him, you know, I don't owe you anything. We didn't have joint bank accounts. We didn't have any joint business, so I don't owe you any money. And he kept insisting that he wanted money. And I said to him, what money do you want? I just said, I just can't stand this. What money do you want?
Okay.
And he said that while we were going out together, he had spent money on me every time we went to the cinema or went for a meal or a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And he had kept a record of all the money he had spent. Now he had no return on his money, and he was going to get his money back out of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned, how did he get into your house?
The front door was closed, and I hadn't actually locked it. And he just came up to the door, opened the door, walked straight into the house, through the house to where I was standing, and started shouting at me and demanding money.
Yeah. And did he contact your family, your family?
Oh, he did, yes. He told them to tell me to go back to him.
Wow.
And they contacted him and told him this wasn't good enough, and that they wouldn't accept this behaviour and to leave me alone. They said, you know, Karen makes her own decisions, and this is her decision, mm-hmm. and that's it. You're going to have to live with it. It went on and on and on. It went on for over 2 years.
Okay.
And I contacted the Gardaí and told them what was happening. There was a sergeant who was very good and quite sympathetic, but whenever something would happen, or I would go down to the Garda station and say, I want this recorded, that he's been to my house, or he's done this, or he's done that.
Yeah.
And some of the Gardaí were good and would record it in the log, and others would say, but sure, what are you talking about, or he hasn't done anything, or...
Mm-hmm.
And it was very difficult until things really escalated, and one day he followed me from work, and he drove me off the road.
Wow.
Into the ditch.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was afraid for my life at the time. I knew, you know, he was capable, and things were getting worse and worse. And I went to the Garda station, and I told him what had happened, and it was a Thursday, and they agreed they'd take a statement from me on the Saturday. And when I went into the Garda station on the Saturday, I had kept, I'm very meticulous about what I do, and I had kept a log of every incident
of every time I had seen him and anything
that had happened over the 2 years.
Well done, 2 years.
And I had 500, more than 500 incidents over 2 years.
Wow.
Well, what I want to get at, Joe, that's for anybody every, who's out there listening this, to
that's
this,
that's one nearly every two and a half, 3 days.
Pardon?
That's 500 incidents over...
2 years.
Over 720 days.
Yeah. He did not let up. And I was an absolute wretch. And I want people to realise this is a very, very serious crime. It's not to be laughed at. Mm. It's not for somebody to say, oh, sure, I had a stalker or two. And people said to me, like, what did you do to him to make him do this to you? I had that said to me several times. And what I did was I stood up for myself and said, I'm not going to be bullied in a relationship and you're not going to do that to me. Mm. And I don't want you in my life, which I was perfectly entitled to do. But his reaction to that was, I never, ever thought I was going to have that reaction. And eventually it went to court.
Okay,
under the non-fatal offences against the Person Act, Section 10.
Which is, and because there's no crime of stalking as such. But just come back, Karen, 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, were you in the same job? Did you live in the same place for the 2 years?
No, I moved house 4 times and he followed me 4 times. He found me 4 times.
My God.
And I was in a job that I absolutely loved. I was working with small children, teaching, and I loved it, and it was great. And I had to leave that job, I had to leave other jobs. And I had people say to me, look, we can't have you here because, you know, you're causing trouble.
How are you causing trouble?
Yeah, because they couldn't get at him, but they could get at me, so it all came back on me. And it was just dreadful, Joe.
When he ran you off the road, which is a pretty serious attempt on your life, tell us what happened that day. Was it morning, noon, night, where?
Don't give us the exact location. Well, it all started the night before because I'd been out with a group of friends and one of them had a brother who was home from Australia on holiday and we wanted to get taxis home in opposite directions and there was only one taxi. Okay. So he said, I'll walk down to your house with you. The others can take the taxi and send it back for me and then I'll go home. And I said, okay, that's fine. And I was obviously being watched at the time and he came back to my house and he came in to go to the toilet because he'd had a couple of pints in the pub.
Is this the stalker?
No, this was my friend's brother.
Okay.
And he came out of the house and the taxi pulled up and I waved him off.
Okay.
And the next day, my stalker was outside the house at 7 o'clock in the morning. And he drove off and I went into my car and I drove to work. I was working... I don't want to say where I was working
time. No.
And he followed me around the roundabout into where I was working. And I got out of the car and went into work. And I came out at lunchtime. I was finished at 1:30. And when I got into my car and drove off, he was following me again.
Wow.
And it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We were on quite an isolated stretch of road. Mm-hmm. And he kept driving up behind me and then pulling back and driving behind me and pulling back. And I didn't know what to do. I just thought I'd have to get out of here and get into a town or get to a Garda station. And the next thing, he drove up along beside me and cut in across me and drove me off the road.
Wow. And how did you get out of that situation?
Well, luckily, the car wasn't damaged. The engine was still running. He drove off at speed and left me where I was.
Yeah.
And I managed to kind of calm myself and I was afraid he was going to come back. So I got the car going again and I drove into the town where I was living and went straight to the Garda station. I don't even remember how I got there, Joe. I don't remember a whole lot about it. And I got into the Garda station and I told the guard on the desk what had happened.
So you eventually got to court under, what was the charge again?
It was under the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act, Section 10.
And what was the outcome?
He was given 10 months suspended.
What did he offer a defence?
Well, what he did when the case was pending, twice the night before the case was due in court, he changed solicitor and the case had to be put back.
Okay.
Which upset me dreadfully because he was holding all the cards and he was actually controlling the whole process with his behaviour, which I found very difficult to deal with. Very, very difficult.
And was it included in the charge sheet, was the driving you off, forcing you off the road forcing your vehicle off the road?
Yeah.
And he got 10 months suspended?
He got 10 months suspended. But on the day of the court, he was in court and I had members of my family with me and he tried to intimidate me in court and he told his solicitor to tell the Garda sergeant that he would pay me €2,000 for an apology.
sorry, he would...
He would pay me €2,000 if I apologised to him.
For what?
For the trouble I had caused.
For what?
For the trouble I had caused him.
He caused the trouble.
I know, but he would not accept
he was
in
deluded.
Any way,
he was deluded.
Joe, that
he
had
was
caused
deluded,
any
yeah.
trouble. He wasn't
he was
sorry. There was no remorse. He didn't accept at all that anything he had done was wrong. And that frightened me so much, Joe.
Okay.
But on several occasions, he was asked to go into the Garda station. And the guard spoke to him and gave him a warning and told him to leave me alone. This was well before the court case. Mm-hmm. And he came out of the Garda station and he first thing he did was ring my mother and shout abuse down the phone at her at the trouble I was causing him.
But as you say, it's extraordinarily traumatic and worrying and then even to physically attack you in that way.
Mm. Karen, but it was just... The thing is, Joe... It's a couple of years now since it happened, but it took me years and years before I could start to live a normal life.
Yeah.
The effect of it was just terrible. And to try and have a conversation with a man, to try and, you know, pick up and start to have that side of my life again. Because when you meet somebody, quite naturally they say, oh, where do you work? Or are you living such and such? Or do you know? And straight away my back was up because I thought he's going to follow me. Mm. He's going to do something. And to actually get over that and to treat people and men again as just decent human beings was very difficult.
Okay. Well, Karen, thank you so much for speaking out and supporting, publicly supporting the campaign. That's Karen, obviously not her real name for obvious reasons. Thanks, Karen. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.